She was the soul of every Indian kitchen. She was the Martha Stewart of India. We never felt like we had never met her. We never realized she left us. She was one of us, and that's the legacy she's left behind. As I walk into her house to interview her daughter, I wonder, while everyone knows her as the culinary queen who taught us innovative and fun recipes through her magical, most unassuming looks, books, and her kitchen, what was she like at home? Tarla Dalal, the wife and the mother. What was Maa ke haath ka khana in the Dalal household and for her kids? And I'm excited to uncover all of this with Renu Dalal, her daughter, who's following her mom's footsteps and, of course, cooking in the kitchen, sharing recipes, is a cookbook author. And, of course, all of this as the movie Tarla hits our screens this weekend.
Okay, so I must confess, this is one of the toughest shoots to be at. Because I have a lot of delicious food made by legendary Tarla Dalal's daughter, Renu Dalal. And I can't eat it. So this is a really tough shoot for me to do.
Afterwards.
It's like really tough. But Renu, thank you for doing this.
Most welcome. My pleasure.
It's, I'm really excited to touch upon in this interview about conversations about, of course, food.
Yes.
Being the daughter of the legendary Tarla Dalal, who's an icon, right? An icon.
Absolutely.
We all grew up watching.
Yes.
And she continues to be one. And of course, what was it to just walk into the footsteps of someone whose shoes are really hard to fill?
Well, it was not that difficult because, as I say, as a childhood, I was with her in her cooking, in her creations, and excitement for the cooking classes, her book shoots, they were all there in the house. So food has always been a part of my background, my growing up. Food is always there in all our lives.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was that difficult to pull in and to start cooking and creating all the dishes. Because
sure.
She has taught me well.
And tell me, what was childhood like, ever since you can remember? What was childhood like growing up in a Tarla Dalal household?
Well, pretty normal if you ask me, except for the cooking classes, which is the plus in the house.
Yeah.
And the thing. So it was a habit. We used to go for family holidays together.
Mm-hmm.
We used to love her classes. We should come back from school and say, oh God, now what is she cooking today? And I hope this leftover for us.
Right.
Yeah. So that was really, we would get to taste all the food, and it was really exciting. In summer holidays, if she had classes, I would attend her classes.
Right.
In fact, I've even taken a class when I was young. My mother made me take a teenager's cooking class.
Oh,
so she has taught me well.
And tell me, what did she study? What was her background like? And how did food come about in her life?
So she is from Pune in Maharashtra, and she studied BA in economics. So as she came to Bombay in her marriage. My dad was from Bombay, so she's come to Bombay. And of course, it's a bigger city than Pune. And the food was very different. Bombay was a little bit more modern, cosmopolitan. And my dad used to eat a bit of non-veg. So she didn't like that. So she started creating all these fabulous dishes. Even Papa was very particular, like, you know, he wanted good food, different food. She would create that for him. So in all this creation of the food, I mean, as you see, her friends, her family would say, oh, wow, what is this? We want to learn from you.
Mm.
You know, that time books were in.
Yeah.
So if you see my mom, dad's bedroom, there was a whole background of cookbooks.
Right.
From all over, you know.
And she was always into food.
When she grows up, see, it's a different India when she was growing
yeah.
up in. So there, the daughter of the house, if my grandmom was not there, she would cook.
Mm.
So young age, she was in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mummy nothing Gujarati, if I say mother's not there, who the daughter will go and cook.
Right.
You know, it was not the age where you would have your staff cooking.
Mm.
You would cook yourself.
Right. And then that move from cooking for your dad.
Yeah.
To cooking classes, what was that journey like?
So as you say, people would ask her, as you say, her food was very well appreciated in family and friends, can you teach us? So then she started teaching at home.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a lesson thing. And then her name just grew, like, you want to attend Tarla Dalal's cooking classes. And that's when the cooking classes became legendary.
Yeah.
Like, we could remember Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days of the week.
And she would cook at home.
It was in our house. So
yeah.
It was a full family thing. The whole drawing room had to be set. We used to get chairs for all the students to come and sit. right?
Right.
So it was full excitement. Of course, the table for the dining table was near the kitchen. So she would teach behind that, and the food would come from there. And that time, you know, you would have cyclostyle recipes. All the students would have cyclostyle recipes, really. Or they'd have a book and they would note down.
Yeah.
And her way of explaining was very, very well. She would make sure you would understand.
Right.
And she would cook in front of them.
And she had such a, you know, like we were discussing earlier, the persona was so affable that it almost felt like your mom was teaching you, right? Like there was just something very non-intimidating about her.
Of course. She was very down to earth, very humble. So when I was growing up, of course the classes all were there. Her first book must have released when I was very young.
Right.
But we just didn't know how famous she was. Even to this date, we did not realize how famous she is. It's like very unassuming.
Right.
So people always ask me, how was she was a mother? She was a mother.
Mm.
A mother who was just famous. But she was a lovely mom. She was a very beautiful mother for all the children.
Right. But how is it really to have a famous person as your mother? Like everybody might, like in school would be like, oh, your mom is a, your mom teaches cooking, or she's a cooking class teacher and she cooks yummy food. And
yeah, so I think we all took that in stride.
Right.
And of course, for my birthday, we'd get cupcakes from home. My mom would make them.
And cupcakes in, back in the days when cupcakes weren't even cupcakes.
So wow. My mom, you know how it, when school that time, you'd have to give, if it's your birthday, you'd give a sweet to everybody.
Yeah.
So my mom would make cupcakes.
Wow.
And I also remember my birthday parties. Now my friends tell me at that time. So whenever we used to have birthday parties, now what do you do? Who's your caterer? Where are you getting from?
Yeah.
My mom would make everything herself. From the cake to the snacks to everything was made by my mother. So birthday party is also very legendary.
I'm like, sure that's the birthday party every kid wants to be invited
to.
Yeah,
because the food was all made by my mother. So today when you go, like as you say, it's not so much like you would order the cake from outside, maybe order the snacks or cater the whole thing outside.
Yeah.
No, my mom would do it. Nothing like anything from outside. She would make the food.
Right. And let me, how was it like, was it when she was starting out and you know, a lot of people today, there's so many home chefs. And you know, some find success and some don't. What made Trala Talal successful?
See, her own persona, her charisma,
right.
Her ability to explain. People loved her face, people have a smile. In fact, on social media, I get that. Oh, she used to giggle very cutely. She's got a cute smile. She cracked one or two jokes in the middle while teaching. So she had her style. And of course, the way the recipes were written, her books, they were written so well. My dad used to edit the books, he used to check the English, everything had to be perfect.
Yeah.
So I think the way they were written made such an impact, and her personality herself. So the food had to be perfect. And remember in Gujarat, they said, Jammanu ma swad ho jo.
Yeah.
It tasted fab.
Yeah.
Finally, the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me over there?
Absolutely, 100%.
So if you like what you eat, wow.
Yeah.
You say wow.
Yeah, but tell me, so when you go to school and you would get your dabba, was your dabba the most sought after dabba? Like, I mean, was it like raided the minute you'd open it?
Well, yeah, that time people used to share, no?
Yeah.
You used to get your dabbas from home.
Yeah.
That was a different thing again. Yeah, it was, we would get a lot of time roti dal shop.
Yeah.
My mom was particular with nutrition also. And yes, of course, sometimes we'd get like little fancier food, or you know, from the classes food you would get something.
Yeah,
they would like to try. But as I say, the cakes which I should come for my birthdays and a birthday parties are very legendary.
Right. And tell me, growing up, what was food like at home?
So as a Guju, as a Gujarati, roti dal shak.
Yeah.
We would get the basic food, and of course we would get the inventive food. As you would see in the movie also, she would keep on trying different recipes, and before it went to the class, it came to us.
Mm. So you're over the guinea pigs all
day. Well, the smiling ones, you would love to taste the food and tell her it's good enough, then it would go to the class. Then she would teach it. And whether that from the class, then it came into the book.
Yeah.
So then again, it was a lot
I love how you guys have been so instrumental to the process. And I feel the kids are the toughest people to please. So if the recipe is tried, tested by the kids, and if they've loved the food, it really needs to make it to the class.
I think so, because there were three of us.
Yeah.
The three of us and my dad, as you see in the movie itself, he was very instrumental.
Yeah.
In the food, the way it's presented. As I say, he would keep a little notebook. Who were the guests? Okay, his family, XYZ from family came. What did my mom serve? So if you come again, you cannot serve the same menu. That was instrumental in my house.
Wow.
We do not serve. So you know, like sometimes you go to someone's house, oh, you know, she's got fabulous bakery shop, she's got Sai Bhaji, or you know, this yeah. is her speciality. Or when you go to the house, you would even know what the menu is. Like mm. when you go to your friend's house,
yeah.
they have something which they'll give every time they come.
Yeah.
No, so when you, people would come to our house, even when they come to my house, they say, what is she making new? Yeah. Menus do not repeat. So I may have the menu repeated for other foods and yes, but if you are the one who's coming again and again, you won't get the same food.
Okay. So I'm definitely doing a round two of the interview because I want to know what I get next time. And I love this idea. I'm definitely
going to... No, I think a lot of us should, you know, in today, you have to put in that effort.
Yeah.
And it shows, believe me, it shows. When you entertain, when you put in that effort to make that something new on the table, people appreciate it. You have food being a conversation piece also.
Right.
People go about the food. It's so tasty. Oh God, have you tried this? It's fab. You know, something which attracts them again and again. So it does make a big difference.
Yeah. And tell me, how was it, how did she, you know, the question that we get asked today with so much extra help that we have as working women is how do we, or rather working moms, is how do you have that work-life balance, right? How did Dalal Dalal do it?
Which remember, a lot she was working from home most of the time, the classes and the shoots and the books.
Yeah.
And of course, for the TV studio, she had to go out. Otherwise, it was at home. And I think she did very easily. It was effortless. As we as children did, we loved it that she was doing what she was doing.
And there was no discussion like, okay, I need to do this, or this will take time away from my kids. So should I do it? Should I not do it?
No, kids go to school. Kids go to school.
Yeah.
Then the work is
so ready. Morning is when you do her classes.
Yeah, of course, they were always in the morning. Okay. But they were also in summer holidays. I have attended them.
Right.
She sometimes would have some, we were not traveling or something.
But she was also traveling along, right? And
yes.
People invite her for workshops, and I know she's done workshops all across the globe. So how did that pan out? Like, did you guys?
I think that was a little bit older.
Yeah.
Not when we were that young. But yeah, that panned out perfectly. She would love to travel. And also when she would, suppose she was traveling and she was teaching, a very important thing I'll tell you about her, when she would, suppose she was going to Madras for a cooking demonstration and some group of ladies called her and they charge, right?
Yeah.
Suppose you're an organizer and you're charging to for Dalal to teach. So they would always ask her, what are your charges? And she would say, okay, besides the flying and the covering the cost of her going there, you give it to charity. She would always do things for others. I think that was amazing.
Right.
So most of her travel goes, besides, you know, they were giving her a gift and all. She really, for traveling out of the city and doing it for an institution, not of course in Bombay she was charging, but outside, and she would ask them to give it to a charity.
Right. So that's feeling of always paying it forward was very...
Of course, she's well ahead of her times.
Yeah. And tell me, how did you guys as kids, you know, when I feel like the mother of the house needs to take a really huge step forward, it's always, you know, like a thousand things that put you back, right? When she started with her, when she got the offer for the first cooking show, and to be back on television back in the 80s and 90s was a huge thing. I mean, when I look back now, I just feel like getting, everybody can be on YouTube, but being on television is a different feeling altogether,
right?
Is a different sort of authority altogether.
Right.
Tell me, how, when she got her first TV show, did she like leap at the offer, or was it a little bit of a conflicted situation?
It was not a conflict situation. It was discussed with her family, and yes, it was. She liked it, and I think it was with Sony, Cooking Up with Dalal Dalal.
Yeah.
It became really popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was not a conflict at all.
And was it like, did she say like, how will I manage my kids at that point in time?
No, not at all. We were little. I don't think there was any conflict there at all.
No,
not at all.
And also, you know, I heard in the movie where they said that behind every successful man, there's a successful woman.
Right.
But behind Dalal Dalal, there's another. Tell us about...
Yeah, so that's the love story they're going to show you in the movie. How she comes to Bombay when she's married. And like how then she has the kids and she starts her career. Yes, my father was very instrumental, and this movie shows it in who she is and what she's become. The support he gave her was unbelievable. Like from psycho-sending her recipes, editing her, being critical of her food, rating her food, you know, and bringing her up to a completely different level. Definitely my dad he was very instrumental. He was very proud of her.
Yeah.
He's very proud ki Tarla Akarish. Tarla is doing this. Tarla is cooking so well. And Tarla's classes are doing so well. Her books are doing, he's very proud of her.
Right. And like, did he kind of support you know, supporting, like, was it a very collaborated effort between while raising the kids, or was...
No, as I said, they were both there. Dad was working, mom was doing her classes. They were both there in a collaborative effort. In a sense, he did help her a lot initially.
Yeah.
She was who she was because
right.
He was a wind beneath her wings
yeah.
to come out like that.
Right.
So, as I say, the full family loved what she was doing.
Because of this food.
Yeah. That was really stressful. No, they did love what she was doing, and of course, as I said.
Was there any like family pressure in terms of grandparents or extended family kind of, you know, they're sometimes
difficult. Yeah, it could have, but it was dealt with very well. There may have been some small issues, like, you know, she's doing this, but we all supporting her, what could anybody say?
Right. No. And obviously she couldn't show up, you know, that's again a big thing with women, that we can't, we're always sort of in the ability to juggle many things, we're dropping some things, right? So while she was doing her classes, did she drop out on, say, social commitments, and did that create a little bit of a stir, or
no,
you know, logon ko laga that, oh, wo kaise manage kar rahi hai, yaar, abhi usko bahut attitude aa gaya hai, that she's not now, you know, being part of that social circuit.
No, but she was very humble. Remember, she was very humble, very unassuming. If you met her, she was a very unassuming person.
Mm-hmm.
Never had the attitude or anything, never had it. And so remember that time, just now, mothers had this whole socializing group, and you know, for lunch, and then
yeah.
it was not there most times.
Yeah.
It was a very different India. The parents were not, mothers were not socializing.
Right.
So those social commitments, and of course, family commitment, she was there. Actually, how do working mothers, everybody's working, running their houses, running their kids, why they manage everything. We have to give credit to the woman. She manages everything so effortlessly.
Yeah.
You just don't show what is being put behind it, but manage very effortlessly.
Right. And tell me, what was some of her favorites, like in terms of the food she would cook, in terms of the cuisine that she liked, between writing and teaching, what part of it was her favorite?
So just remember at that time, you know, in those times of India, how today vegetarian vegan food is trending. You go across the world, you go in India, like the options vegetarian are huge. Most restaurants will have a vegetarian menu, you go all over the world, vegetarian, vegan, it's all there, right?
Mm.
At the time, being vegetarian was, if you tell your friends in school, your veg, you would say, what do you eat?
Mm.
You can't eat anything. So she was on a revolution, the whole thing of vegetarians. Thai, Italian,
right.
Chinese, Mexican. It was all revolutionized by hers and gave it to the vegetarian. So that was a full thing which she had done, made it all available.
Right.
So today it's very different.
What was her favorite food?
Gujarati, you know, very much. We all love it. Gujarati was a favorite, but yeah, she had a cuisine. It's like a Mexican. I think she loved Mexican food a lot. A creation of Mexican food. So Mexican food, if you go to see, is a lot of
like Indian. The spice.
Yes. You have rajma a lot there.
Yeah.
Kidney beans.
Yeah.
So Mexico, if you go there also, bit of India, their culture, something is a bit,
yeah.
it does match.
Right. And tell me, how was it in terms of, you know, in terms of the struggles, like I'm sure there must have been times where things were not going so great, or you know, how did she handle the downturns?
Well, everybody has ups and downs in life, so I guess her family did support her a lot. Even her brother, her parents from Pune, she's very close to them.
Yeah.
Full family support for her. They're all very proud of her. And I guess we all go through ups and downs, but remember, she was also a bit of a perfectionist. Like, I used to always, whenever we had cooking classes, I used to call it TPTD.
What's that?
Tension packed tala tala. So I said, Mom, TPTD, what is this? Because it was all excitement. Put the chairs right, the ingredients are there, the classes, the cyclostyle, the students are going to come. So like,
but this generation, by the way, who doesn't know what cyclostyle is, it is typewritten,
yes,
copies of paper.
Yes. But she was like, this is all excitement now, because the creation of new recipes, watching students come,
yeah.
you know. And how
and would she source those recipes? It would like, would you guys travel a lot, or?
Well, of course, so those days books were,
yeah.
right? You get a lot of recipe books, and she would, of course, when she'd go out and eat, she would try and learn something from somebody. She was very good at picking up things. So a lot of people, like, you can create, suppose you have a recipe yourself, you can create, but can you write down the ingredients?
Yeah.
Can you teach somebody how to make it?
Yeah.
That's what she could do.
Right.
like even if you go to somebody who made a lovely cake or you know she learned from a person, but he doesn't know how to teach anybody. He can only make it himself.
Yeah,
she could make it herself. So of course there were books, there were classes, lots of ways she had inspiration. But as you see, it's my dad also wanted different food, and you know, so and he was a non-veg. He was eat not non-veg. He would eat non-veg sometimes. My mom never liked it, so all his fabulous food is for him. It was for him.
There was then of course there was this whole new sort of wave of people who were coming in, right?
Yes,
we were all learning somewhere from her and kind of moving on, right? Did that ever kind of take over, or was there any sort of insecurity?
Oh, not at all, because she was never insecure, because she knew what she did. Her recipes and her books were very well accepted. I mean, as you say, there were lines for the classes, otherwise for the books everybody would say what new book was going to come out. And she was India's best-selling author, non-fiction at some point.
And she's
as a woman writing cookery, a cookery book was a non-selling bestseller.
And 120 books.
I think more than 120 titles. And 20 different languages. I'm not sure how many different languages they call it.
That's
I remember true. Russian. One book was translated into Russian.
Right. I almost feel like it was like if you were getting married, it was like a qualification. And I have done Tarla Tarla.
Of course, because in those days you have to cook to get married.
Yeah.
And you have to cook well. You've seen the movie also, people would take classes, so they're going to get married, they can impress there.
Or people were taking classes because they were going abroad.
Yeah, no, married a lot, and of course they were interested in cooking, but they had to cook well for their husband, their in-laws. Women had to know how to cook at that time.
Right. Tell me, we have such a lovely spread today. You've always been in the corporate space.
Right.
What was that tipping point for you when you said, I wanna do the same?
So interestingly, my mom expired in 2013 November, and as you said, food was a part of our lives always.
Yeah.
How to serve, it was always there. Entertain, how do I entertain? Starters, main course, dessert, you know. How to pair food also.
Yeah.
You know, like when I serve you, I think, oh, I'm serving this and I should put something small. You know, how to even make a menu was always taught to her. But for me, the source of my recipes was no longer there. I couldn't dial my mother. I couldn't dial and ask her, Mom, now what new? Or if I go outside and see something, Mom, why don't you try this out? I'll send her a photograph and tell her, Mom, try this out. This is a new concept, new idea. I didn't have that in me. And so I was just like, it took me some time to obviously to get over a demise of a parent is not a very easy job. And then I started going out to eat and I to say, oh, I like what I did. So then I had to come back and create what I liked. Also, I felt, oh, it was even better than what I tasted.
Yeah.
So that's when I realized I had that in me. So I used to meet an Excel spreadsheet I had in office. I used to start writing recipes. I used to hyperlink them. So you'd have to have a menu with a hyperlink to go to the recipes. So I wrote lots of recipes I created, and I had fabulous reactions from friends and family. Oh, wow, Renu, what would your mom done if she had seen you like this today?
Wow.
You know, so I was then I got decided, let me also take out a book and it was a huge thought process first to write so many recipes and then to say, okay, you want to take out a book. And even to take out a book, it was a big thought process to come out. How should the book look? How many recipes, you know? And how should I do it? So that also took a lot of my time. And the first book I released on her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
3rd June is her birthday. So as a tribute to her and what she stood for Indian cooking, I released on her birthday. So after that, you know, I didn't even have proper social media accounts, nothing. I was just, you know, trying my hand at the books, and I got a very fabulous response. Even the first book today is very well appreciated even today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I didn't ever look back. So then I had my second book, then I got a website, I got recipes on my website. So through the books, there's a different audience, I interact people who like books. And through the website, it's a global reach.
Yeah.
I have people from all over the world going to my website
and
making. And I love it. You know, you get love and affection from people you don't know. That they're making your recipes, they love what you do. Their kids love it.
Right.
You know, they love
it. And Jenny, you mentioned that there would be certain ways that she would serve certain pairings. So what are those recommended pairings that you
like? You know, when you're having starters, okay, you have some little heavier starters, you have something light. Okay.
Give me examples.
Yeah, so this is what I have learned from her, you know. There has to be something really substantial, and then you can make a life think. It's so, like today, even when I'm serving you, I think, what should I give you?
Yeah.
So I've given you a paneer wrap today, a nashti pizza, which is healthy, and a dhokla, which is a pretty thing, and I've given you a cheesecake. So that's the dessert part. So pairing of food is very important, and also like the sauces. Like in my book, I have different, like I have a paneer with a peach sauce. Peach sauce, masala paneer. So you have something sweet, something salty.
Yeah.
So all this, where do I get these ideas? It's from my mother.
Right. And what makes recipes that she's created timeless?
I think it's all because of her my dad. They're very well written. Very well written, very well explained. As you say, people say, even to the point of the servings, there were no mistakes. Like, serves four, serves five. He wrote, they were written very, very well.
And your dad would write that?
He would not write. He would help her. Nah? She would write. Yeah. It's the help, you know, finally.
Yeah.
And to make them perfect.
Right.
He would help in making her perfect. Then my brother joined her later. But firstly, he was helping in making them perfect. And of course, taste. Taste is of paramount importance. Jammanuma swad bhojan. You have to taste good. You must say like, wow, what has she made?
Yeah. With all the success that she got, there never seemed any hustle. Like, there never seemed stress. Or there never seemed... You know, today when we try to do everything, we're like, you know, or you ask somebody, yaar, like, how's your life? They're like, yaar, I have just too much work, or I'm dying with work, or like, I can't seem to manage it, or, you know, there's always distress in the tone. I just felt like whether it was seeing her at walks at PDP, or whether she was smiling or giggling on her shows, it just never came across that her work was a chore. What was the secret to that?
Will I give you a secret? If you love what you do, your work is never a chore.
Yeah.
It has to come from within you. She loved what she did. So when you're loving what you do, how can it become a chore?
Yeah.
Never. She loved what she did. And I also write in, and I always talk, so in Recipes of My Heart, that's the third book, I always say, put a tablespoon of love in your food. Look at the end result. Smile when you're cooking. Be happy when you're cooking. It will show in the end result.
In this generation where everything is like Swiggy, then Zomato, how would Tala Dalal have done it to be who she is?
So my mom was very well ahead of her times, in her thought process, in her thinking also. So I guess she would have been ahead of this time also. In her way of teaching, she would have done something different. I think what she loved the most was her ability to teach and communicate with people. And maybe she would have done, she would be selling her products, you know, food products, she would have gone into that.
Right.
And I'm sure she would have been very tech savvy.
Yeah.
Instagram live, Facebook live.
I'm sure
these podcasts, you know, she would have been very tech savvy. She would have moved ahead of time, let me tell you.
Interesting.
Yeah, she would have gone into like, you know, her own food products. You know, which she did at one time, which did sell out to somebody. Her own food products, she would have her way of teaching also.
Right.
Maybe she would have done a TV channel in her name.
Oh, I'm sure.
Wouldn't she have? There would have been a Tala channel by now, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. But tell me, you know, how do you inspire people to cook through your books in this exact same era where everything is so instantly available?
So,
if I have to compare Renu's books with Tala's books, how would they both be different?
Well, they would be similar in a way, in the sense, the style of writing.
Yeah.
But of course, the paper, the quality, the photography today, food photography has come in different levels. Before, she would have so many dishes in one photograph here, per recipe. Yeah. There is a photograph, so that's different. And of course, now in my book I put vegan and gluten free, I mark in the indexes. So if people are following dietary restrictions, they can see it.
Right.
And the photography, the ingredients are very different. So some, of course, are classic recipes, and some are the different way I take on recipes, the way I make them. Mm. So there's similarity and there's difference, of course, in the whole finish of the book also.
Right. And tell me, how does your meal plan look like now when you're planning with your books and all that? Are you very conscious that you want to add in a substitute, a healthier substitute for everything?
Oh, yes. My books definitely have healthy options. I think you should look at the contents on the books. Like, I have salads, I have, you know, vegetables. They are healthier options. Of course, they are desserts and the little, you know, tasty options. But I do not put excessive oil, and I do not excessively put excessive sugar in the desserts. Mm. They just taste right.
Also, tell me top 10 recipes that you think should be a staple in every home from your books.
Well, there are lots of recipes which are my favorite, but I think which has really done well. Have you tried making waffles from idli maker?
No.
Well, That's from my first book, it's a Waffle Idli Delight. So if you have children and they want something different, you make from the idli batty waffles, you put the chutney and you put the aloo sabji.
Oh.
It tastes yum. You can have it as a starter, you can have it as a snack for your kids in the evening, they come back from school.
Yeah.
So that's there. That's really been popular, Waffle Idli Delight. Then this paneer wrap which you're going to have. They taste good, hot and cold both.
Okay.
So what's different in my paneer wrap? I've used tortilla rotis to make the wrap from.
Yeah.
That is where the taste will change.
Yeah.
And the paneer. So the paneer wraps, and I had chocolate pani puri.
Oh, what's that?
Well, that's from my first book. That's really amazing that you can make it and you can give your kids. It's something new for them for dessert, for their parties, you know.
So you just put like chocolate sauce inside the pani.
Yeah, you have to set the, you have to melt the chocolate and set the puris, make the molds and put them in the refrigerator. So when you have people over, just put ice cream and some walnuts and give it to them.
Such a chocolate sauce.
Idea. Yeah. It's there in the first book. So these are really popular. And somebody said they love my baked yogurt also because I have them in small glasses again. So today people want small helpings, remember that?
Yeah.
So I show the presentation of food is also important. That you can make small glasses of yogurt, baked yogurt, different flavors and give it.
Yeah.
So that's one of the results you can give. So also my second book, the most popular thing is an no-bake Oreo tart. It has just four ingredients. It just tastes divine.
Mm.
And it's really simple to make. Then we have spaghetti with lentils.
Right.
With lentils.
Yeah.
Masoor dal.
Yeah.
And of course, in my other book, I have a chole tacos. It's a different way of serving the chole as a tacos.
Okay.
That's the biscoff cheesecake is really, really popular from that book. And have empanadas, means like you know, from South America.
Yeah.
So,
but what's the filling that you'll add to it?
The capsicum and cheese filling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have different pairings. I have asparagus samosa with cheese sauce, you know. So they're really very, the pairing of food is very important.
Yeah.
What are you going to serve it with? So you have to, like, I have a masala paneer with peach sauce. So pairings are very important. So sweet and salty always do very well.
Right.
So you change the sauce also and the whole dish will change. And I also have a Thai pan. It's a different way. Like in Thailand, they have pan as an appetizer. So in India, like, you have pans after meals.
Yeah.
So it's a Thai way of having a pan.
Oh, interesting.
It's interesting.
Okay, we're going to do quick one-word answers and let's see how you fare. Your answer to people when they say, aaj khane mein kya hai?
Sala.
Okay. Three tipin dabba recommendations you would swear by.
Zotli Raj Shark is one. Then we can have a paneer wrap and we can have a soup and a salad. You can have a paratha, raita and a baked dish.
Okay.
So you have the nutrition everywhere.
Right. One favorite recipe of your mom that you just feel can never be recreated.
Baked Alaska.
What's that?
It's like a meringue, it's an ice cream cake.
Okay.
With those pockets of topper. I should love them.
I have to go and maybe YouTube it to see.
Yeah, no, even I look for it. Sometimes I can't find it, but I just loved it.
Okay. Three protein snacks you would recommend?
Well, peanuts, like you get.
Yeah.
So peanuts. We have on the website, we have these roasted peanuts. You always keep them in the house.
Yeah.
Keep them in an airtight dabba. Then when you have people, like when you're giving good drinks or you just want to snack something, you have these boiled peanuts, which are really healthy.
Yeah.
With some, you know, like tomato, cucumber, and this masala, as I put it. Plus, as I said, the paneer, you have from milk, right?
Yeah.
Milk based. Paneer has a lot of proteins. So you can have like a wrap. And of course, with lentils, you know. So you can have like a dhokla.
Mm. Doing the same thing as your mom today feels like?
Super lovely.
Okay. Who is your biggest food critic from your family?
Like my dad is my husband.
Okay.
It's not good enough. He said me. If I even like it, no. You do better.
Who's better, Tarla the cook or Tarla the mom?
Both.
Yeah, she's one.
Oh, she was lovely. Both. She was brilliant. Mom.
Okay. Your reaction when you have a movie being made up to your mom?
I am so excited. It is such a... I mean, my mom would have been thrilled today, honestly.
Yeah.
She's not here, but her full recognition of what she's done to Indian food is now showing on screen.
What's your favorite part of the movie? One scene where you feel like, you know, if mom saw this scene, she's...
My mom would have just been... Like, if you see the movie now, he's rating her food, my dad. That was brilliant. 10 on 10, you know, and she keeps on cooking the same thing till she gets 10 on 10. That is really something.
And that happened at home.
Yeah, yeah, he was really good. That is a perfectionist, no?
Yeah. TPTD. I'm never going to forget that.
That's because she was so much excited about a class. Like, yeah. It has to be perfect. The chairs, the this, the organization, the food outside, the students are coming. They will come up to the house, you know. Yeah. The recipe is all ready, so.
Right.
She was full of action.
Right. Super. Thank you so much, Renu.
Thank you for having me.
I definitely want to, if you can pass me the books, I wanna like share it right here. I have to say there are some parts of it which I'm absolutely, you know, like I went like, wow, this is definitely something, you know, that we wanna try. Thank you so much. This has been an incredible chat, and I can't wait to start trying these out. This has been incredible. Tell everyone that where can they find your recipes and where can they actually follow you.
So I am on social media. I've got Renu Dalal Cooking is my Instagram page. I have a YouTube channel also, Renu Dalal. Plus on Facebook it's called Modern Vegetarian Recipes. That's the name of my first book. Right. So I put that there.
Yeah.
And I've got 3 books also which are available on Amazon. I have a website, RenuDalal.com. Please check it out. It's a very new modern website. Yeah. And it has recipes. It has, like, they have videos attached to recipes also, yes. There, so that's simpler for you.
Yes.
In most of the cases, we have videos attached. We have people's comments on the website, mm-hmm. on the recipes they made. We put them separately. We have a tip section, you know. So it's a lot in one.
Yeah. But super, thank you so much, Renu. This has been incredible. And
these 3 books are for you.
Thank you. I really need them.